This is CliffCentral.com. The Buzz on CliffCentral.com.
Very good afternoon to you and welcome to The Buzz on CliffCentral.com. And it is an exciting one today because it's a full house. Nikita is back.
Hello, Jason.
Hi, friend. How are you?
Very well, and you?
I'm good. I'm good. Welcome back.
Thank you. Not as swell as before, but yeah, I'm good.
Well, you're not as...
Sorry then.
I don't want to get myself into trouble here. You're not as full as you were.
Not as full, yeah.
But you have an addition now.
Yeah,
so congratulations. Mazel tov. How is your little one?
She's good. I think it's just taking some adjustment because it's like... She wasn't there, now she's here, so it's like, okay.
When we arrived at Cliff Central earlier, I was just saying to Nikita, because we parked right at the top because there's something happening today, so it's really busy up there. And the first time she told me she was pregnant was in that very spot. And now she's got this other thing. This little...
You sound
little,
almost as bad as
you're doing
as
well
me.
So far.
Yeah, you sound
keep
as
talking.
Bad as me.
Oh my goodness.
You're so used to using it, the words like the or
it.
It's, yeah, I was also used to refer to
it. It is actually a she, and her name is?
Adriana Siena.
Very Portuguese.
Actually not, but yeah.
Oh, really? What is it?
Well, it's actually Italian.
Sounds more Italian,
Italian
yeah.
Names.
Okay. Yeah, you see, I'm doing well here. Sure.
No,
you want to know who that other voice is? It's Maps Mapamnyanya. Welcome to the studio.
No, it's not.
Who is it?
I'm just putting a good impersonation.
Boya.
How are you doing, Jason?
I'm good. How are you?
Very good, man. Thanks for having me back on the show.
Oh, how many times have you been on the show now?
On your one?
Yeah.
Only twice, actually. And then once telephonically.
Okay, so it's three times. And you've been to Cliff Central. I suppose you're just like a regular on Cliff Central.
I have a spot in there.
Where is it?
Just in there.
Somewhere there.
Just a part of the furniture now.
You're not even offered anything to drink anymore.
Yeah.
You just got to get it yourself.
Yeah, just helps himself.
Literally. Let's not go into that.
No, we're not having a dig at cats at all.
Yes.
Anyway. So what's happening, Maps?
There's a lot going on. Geez, it's such a crazy period right now.
I need to update you on what's going on in your life as well.
Apparently there's some things you might have to tell me about. But no, things have been a bit manic. I am, I'm swimming, you know. The pool's very full, but... I'm swimming and that's okay for now. Currently work on a few projects in film and TV. I just finished a TV show for the World Cup for the Euros on SuperSport.
So you were doing that with?
Different guest presenters each each episode.
Okay.
I just sort of stayed on for most of them. Currently working on a lot of things in the business side of things. Have a bursary project that I'm really passionate about, which I'm actually going to get you to get on as well in terms of talking about. I'm going to start shooting videos today, challenging people. Very lucky to be the CEO of something called the Bursary Network with a couple guys. And basically what we've created is, you know, like Indiegogo and GoFundMe and Kickstarter, all those crowdfunding websites for businesses. So we've started a crowdfunding website for bursaries where students can actually go on and put their profiles on and they have that platform telling us what subject or whatever they want to study, what their story is, why they don't have the funding, how much funding they need and everything, where they want to go at their studies. And it's an opportunity for us as the public acting as the donors to come on and literally... see all these stories and decide who we want to donate to, etc. And so far so good. We've been around for about 5 or 6 months.
Okay.
We've got 342 donors on the website. We've raised 374,149 rand.
That's amazing.
And we fully funded 10 students. And this is literally just from having small conversations like this without the mics and everything. Just word of mouth. And now we're going to start actually doing some marketing. And I'm thinking of starting a viral video maybe today. Hopefully it goes viral where, you know, you sort of create that link of I challenge you to do this. So it's bursarynetwork.com. And I'm going to, sort of start the bar at whatever, like 500 rand, because the minimum of 100 rand. And then I challenge you to donate however much. Yeah.
I'm in.
Thank you.
I'll donate more than 500.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Thank you.
Done. Is this for tertiary education?
For tertiary education, yes.
Okay. And it doesn't necessarily need to be someone going to university. They can do Technicon, they can do UNISA or whatever, anything like that.
100%.
Okay, cool. So it's just to further your studies. And university education is so expensive, but it's really something that everyone should have the opportunity to have.
Yeah, well, the main thing behind was that, you know, with Fees Must Fall and all of that happening, everyone was like, this is so important and I can understand. I want to do something, but I don't know how to do it, who to give money to, and if it will actually get to those people. So you end up not doing anything.
Yeah.
And we're saying, here's a platform, here's something that's reliable, here are the students who are actually going through the effort to appeal to you, here's their marks and everything, and this is their story. Help them out if you can. We're trying to create that community of wanting to help one another, you know, very socialistic, assisting one another and solving our own problems. You know, we rather prefer the community jumping on it. And, you know, we'd rather have a community of 200 people, 2,000 people donating 100 Rand, which is 200,000 Rand, as opposed to a corporate dropping 200,000 Rand, because that's also unsustainable.
Exactly.
Because they'll do it once off, they'll want a lot of hype around it, and then that's
it.
Yeah. But we literally just want us to just do it naturally. I've got about 200 bucks left this month to give to that. I'll give to that.
And I'd rather do that than go to one of the shopping centers and buy a pair of socks or something. You know what I mean? Because it's so frivolous and you don't need that.
Yeah, you can actually see where the money's going to. Everybody has their own story. So at least you know that, you know, you contributed to somebody's future.
Exactly. And speaking of where the money's going to, a lot of the time, the, you know, things like NASA's and stuff will tend to give it to the individuals or their families, and then the money gets squandered or misused or mismanaged. The money that was raised for the students goes directly with us to the institution, and they put it under their name and manage their money for them.
That's very cool.
Cool.
So that's the one project that you're working on.
Yeah, and then there's I got a tech company in Cape Town where we work on a couple music streaming apps, and then there's a tech company over here where we've just built an educational support app called Tutor.me. You might have heard about it before. Tuta-me. You can get that on the Android stores, on the Play stores. That's coming soon to iOS. And what else? There's just got into some fashion. I've got a luxury accessories fashion brand that's been doing quite well, and I'm in some champagne.
You made some champagne?
I'm in some champagne and in French. I'm in the winery side of things. We do some Method Cup Classique, which is quite fun. It's a fun project to be part of. So trying to be as diversified as possible, getting involved in many different things. You know, you have to in this industry.
Jeepers,
you totally have to. There's good luck just being one thing in this industry and thinking that's going to last a pretty solid living.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
But you also get exposed to so many avenues now, so you can say, okay, I'd like to be involved with this project or this and this and this.
Yeah.
I'd like to be tied to that.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
100%.
So we'll come back to the winery stuff and the champagne stuff.
Yeah, because that also interests me.
But I think, like, yeah, exactly.
It's a very different avenue now.
But I want to bring onto the line someone who you know very well, and someone who you are collaborating with on a project. Her name is Joanne Strauss.
Oh.
And you know her very well.
We're actually collaborating on more than just one project.
Oh, are you?
Yeah.
Joanne, are you there? Where's Joanne? She's not answering at the moment. Okay, we're going to get Joanne on the line.
Okay.
But let's talk a little bit about that project that you guys are involved in at the moment.
So Joanne and I have teamed up with Baker's Biscuits, and we are on a mission. Oh, we're actually in competition. I'm Baker's fan team Mups, and she's Baker's fan team Joanne. And we are pretty much trying to challenge people to, you know, do various challenges with their Baker's products, their promotional packs. And, you know, we put out the challenges on our Facebook pages and everything. And they need to come back with even more creative and bigger and better ones. And also hashtag either Baker's fan team Ups or team Joanne, and we can win 10,000 Rand for our charities in Baker's Goodies. So we're on a mission for our charities.
Okay, so let's see. Joanne, are you there?
I am here.
Hello, Joanne. How are you doing?
I'm very well. How are you?
I'm good. It's really good to chat to you. I haven't seen you in a long time. I think, I didn't even know the last time you were in Joburg that I saw you. It's been too long, Joanne. You've got to sort that out. Next time you're going to come to the Buzz, eh?
I definitely think the next time I'm going to have to fly in for that. I'm still in the mother city, obviously aptly named since I've just had a baby. So,
well, congratulations to you as well. I think that's
like
very
the
exciting.
Only one not having a baby. Hey, Joanne, how are you?
You know that voice.
Hey, yes. Hi, good to hear your voice.
Good to hear yours too.
So I hear you guys are you're collaborating on a couple of projects, but on this one you're kind of competition.
Yes. Exactly. I mean, usually you want to be on Master's 5, but on this one, I think I'm quite happy to compete against him. I don't think Maps eats enough biscuits, not with that six pack of it.
So. she's already starting with the banter and the and then the trash talking. But you know what? If second place is gonna be okay for you, Joanne, that is all good.
No, darling. I did beauty pageants in my youth, you know. Second place is music.
You did win often, didn't you?
Okay, you did win. Enough, yeah, she enough. Did win. Yeah, exactly.
Things are getting real now.
So how does this work, Joe? I mean, what do you do to kind of rally up your crew or your fans to get involved? I mean, how do they get involved in this?
Okay, so basically, there's a challenge where this week we're going to be asking our social media friends to actually be using the hashtag Team Bakers Joanne. So Joanne is basically spelt with a hashtag JOANN.
Maps is giving us glaring looks there.
Hashtag Maps. Don't use anything with hashtag Maps.
Well, the hashtag is incorrect as well, so you please use that one because it's Bakers Fan Team Mups. But for some reason, her one is Baker's team, Joanne.
No, come on.
Baker's fan team ups would be the one that you use. Hashtag. Don't forget the fan so that I can make sure my vote actually counts. But use hers and just do team maps. There's no fan there.
Yo, the smack talk.
Maps obviously intercepted my email. So this is like pure espionage, covert operations. Well done, Maps, but I won't be taken under. So you use the hashtag Baker's Team Joanne, and you can then post your picture of you posing as the Baker's Man, as only the Baker's Man can. But if you do a fabulous pose, and you do stand a chance of winning a wonderful prize, and of course then going into the big grand prize where you can give 10,000 rand to the charity of your choice.
That's amazing, and I think it's going to be lots of fun. So I'll keep an eye on both of your handles. But, you know,
Keep an eye on handles, and especially on Facebook, because that's where most of the activity is going to be. For my friends, you have to enter on Facebook. For Maps' friends, you can enter via post.
But you see, we're in a bit of an awkward position because our dear friend Jen Sue, who is our co-host on The Buzz, is also part of this. So we naturally have to vote for her. But she's in LA, so I suppose...
Jen Sue, you spell J-O-A-N-N, so don't worry about it. Both start with a J.
And then the other person that we will mention, and I do love her to pieces as well. Oh, this is so hard. Melinda Ben.
And can I tell you this? I'm actually on set with Melinda at the moment. I can't tell you exactly what we're doing. Well, that sounds actually quite crazy. Matt, close your filthy ideas. But Melinda and I are actually on set right now, but you are going to have a chance to support her as well. So I will say hashtag Baker's Team Melinda. But yeah, I'm on set with, I call her Bambi because she's got the most beautiful brown eyes, big Bambi eyes. So I'm on set with Bambi right now.
You said the same thing about me. You're actually just quite the conniver, aren't you?
Totally.
Okay, Joe, well, we won't keep you very long, but thank you so much for joining us on The Buzz today. Good luck with the competition. Send Bambi our love.
It's a pleasure chatting to you. And, Joe, I have lots of fun. I am quite jealous, as I think most of the South African women are, that you're in studio with Matt, who we all love, because of his intellect and his charming intelligence.
But still, Joanne,
have a
Joanne,
great
what a win.
Joanne. Love you so much.
Thank you, Joe. Have a good one. We'll see you soon. Bye bye. Okay, so the smack talk is done, Maps. Now, now it's up to you and your Facebook page and followers to kind of get involved and see where it goes to from here.
Yeah.
Good luck with that one.
And I'm actually just about to post another picture of my pose. I tend to get a bit trigger happy. I mean, last week I was
your pose. Does this mean you're taking your shirt off again?
No,
because you make us all feel so fat.
It's my Baker's Man pose.
Okay,
but is the shirt on or off?
It's on.
Oh, okay.
Baker's Man's shirt is on. Thank the Pope for that too.
I agree there.
I was saying I tend to get a bit eager. Last week already. I mean, we only started this week. Last week I already did my pose and posted it, and Baker's team was like, it's too early. Oh. And you're telling people we're giving them money? Not yet. Relax.
Orkies.
So I had to take it down, unfortunately.
Oh, shame. So you lost that one, unfortunately.
Well, you know, I think it was just a false start, but it just shows the
eagerness
of
it.
The interest. So, yeah.
Okay, cool. So that's that.
Yes.
But what else is happening in the entertainment world of things? Because, I mean, you've been traveling a lot between you and your friend.
My buddy.
Your buddy, your very good friend, who I'm also, I enjoy.
Yes.
Traveling the world, eh? No, not, no. Okay, yeah, choice of words. Eh?
Yeah, take it back.
Traveling the world.
It's been an incredible period for the both of us. I mean, she's been traveling all over with different projects. She's just in LA right now for BET. She's in Rome right now for our film, Thomas Sweet Something, which we're showing at the Roma Film Festival. On both occasions, I had...
See, Maps didn't go to Rome because he had to be on the bus today, which I appreciate. Yeah, no, it's priorities.
That's dedication to us.
I've had some amazing projects work that I've been working on back at home, so I unfortunately had to stay for those trips, but I was just in New York before that, and in London and Nigeria, and Zimbabwe. So it's
I'm
been,
just counting fingers, yeah.
It's been,
how many names?
It's been... It's been incredible, and very soon going to be, you know, heading back to Nigeria.
Oh, Nigeria, Kenya, my brother.
Different stuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
Love Nigeria.
It's just been, it's been, I don't even know really my, how to separate my body parts right now. I don't even know what the difference is. I'm just sort of all over the place. I get all my sleep on a plane. Or when I find a gap somewhere between 1 and 4 a.m.
Okay.
Which tends to be the everyday sort of work for me. I mean, if you actually do need someone to help you out,
okay,
I'm probably awake.
Will. Yeah, that's the deal.
It works a whole lot better.
Then I won't be alone at that like ungodly hour
exactly.
when I'm doing feeds. I'm like, really? I'm like, I heard a noise in the house. I'm like, is everything okay? Nobody heard it except me. But yeah, I agree. I will call you up.
But it's been amazing doing a lot of you know cool MC gigs, doing some TV presenting stuff, working on a couple new campaigns. Just been super lucky. Of course, got my desk at Investec and doing a lot of stuff with them, which is pretty rad. It's amazing working with them. We have been doing some really really cool stuff. I don't know if I'm allowed to mention other things.
There's so much, so I suppose you'll keep us posted because
I'm apparently judging something.
Yeah, you judge. You're judging one apparently a beauty contest, which we won't tell too much about at this stage. And then you're also involved in another movie that you're going to be starring in apparently for MNF Movies.
Yes.
What else is Maps doing that I...
Jeez, did you know? I like how you... Do you almost sound like he's PA?
So,
yeah, well, apparently, yeah.
So you joke, but we were chatting right now and he was like, so apparently you're doing this and this. I'm like, I didn't know. And he's like, yeah, I have the press release. I'm like, I had no idea I was doing that.
Yeah.
So he's my man.
There we go.
I'm keeping him in the loop right here on the bus.
Keep me in the loop with
my
life.
Thank you. I'll send my check. Yeah, okay, cool. Well, I mean, we'd love to hang out with you for ages on end, but unfortunately, we have to wrap it up with you.
Yeah.
Because we've got everybody else to get to as well. You can hang around. I mean, Matthew's in the wings waiting to talk about Mandela Day, Matthew Booth.
Oh, he's here. The man is here.
He's giving us the hello. He's in the wings waiting to come onto this the bus.
He's tall, hey? I mean,
he is tall.
This is a double volume room, and he just stood up and he almost hit his head on the ceiling. It's insane. He's always great to have on there. So you're very lucky. I'm going to hang around for that, I think. But
okay, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, you might as well. I mean,
thank
why
you
not,
for having me on the show. I'm going to rush up to the Joburg Art Fair after this.
The Turban Art Fair.
Yes.
Yeah, so we're chatting to someone.
So Turban Art Fair, yes.
So
you
better hang around because we're going to find out what's actually happening at about 10 to 2. So we'll find out.
Okay.
So.
We'll see if I last that long. All right.
Okay, let's get to some music.
Baker's fan team ups with your best pose. You could win 1,500 Rand. And you could also, just from entering, win all sorts of different prizes on your promotional packs too. So please help me win for my charity too.
Legend. I ain't your mama, no. Jennifer Lopez. Ain't Your Mama, right here on The Buzz on cliffcentral.com. Do you like that song?
I do, actually.
It's cool, eh?
Because I actually only heard it a few days ago. Don't hold it against me.
You've been in a...
I've been living in a bubble.
It's cool.
No, I saw it. I was actually watching foreign news. It was actually the Portuguese channel because I was watching all the celebrations for... the Euro for the soccer. And then the girls were dancing to the song. So that's what it was. So I've only heard it in like bits and bobs all over. And I actually heard the whole thing. And I was like, this is something else. Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's a great way to open the show because obviously the Euro final was on Sunday and your team won.
Yes, I did.
Matthew Booth, welcome to the studio.
Thank you very much. Can I just ask why she supports Portugal? Because exactly. Is there one particular person that she supports or the actual team?
Well, it's the actual team, and Natalie, actually, the family's all from there, so we thought we have to support back home.
She kind of has to, I suppose. Who are you supporting?
I didn't have a favorite. I would have loved to have seen the underdog in the final win it, which was obviously Portugal at the time against a very stiff French team. So I was pretty happy with Portugal taking it.
Okay.
Although I never predicted them winning, I won't lie.
I don't think anyone
with the
did,
group
really.
Stages, and I was looking at Iceland and all the rest of the teams. I said to my husband, it's going to be like a Scandinavian team. It's going to be one of these teams that you don't always hear about winning. So
with Iceland and Wales doing so well, couldn't put it past them, you know, causing an upset. So that was fantastic.
I was a bit worried that when you came in, I didn't know who your support was or who you'd thrown your support behind. So I'm glad that you two are on the same page here, because it could have been a little bit awkward if you went.
I'm of English heritage, so let's just forget about this. Just change the topic, please. Yeah.
Well, that was the only time that they left the EU twice, in a week. So what's been happening with you? It's been a while since I last saw you. I think years, actually.
Yeah, I retired 2 years ago. My last season was at Wits University, and I'm enjoying my retirement. I'm looking after my two young boys and doing a bit of TV work as a football pundit. I'm also studying as well, which is pretty nice, soaking it all in and doing a BA through UNISA. So yeah, that's basically keeping me out of trouble.
Political science, you said.
Yes, that's right. I wanted to keep that secret.
Yeah, I was going
to
say. But you just went right through there.
Politicians these days don't have a very good rep, so I don't really put that about. But I'm not necessarily going to use it.
I just want
it in my pocket. Yeah.
Okay, so how far are you into the studies then?
You know, they give you 8 years to finish a BA, so I'll probably have my degree in about 2020.
I'll Van Wilder over here.
Yeah, I guess.
No, I'm sure you're smarter than that. I have faith. I'm sure you'll probably get it done sooner. But it's a challenge because, you know, you're a professional. You have your other TV gigs. You're a father. You're a husband. And to balance all of that and study at the same time is hard.
Yeah, well, the beauty of UNISA is that they let you do it at your own pace. And, you know, you take three or four modules a semester and, you know, you can finish a BA within 4 or 5 years. So I'm just taking my time. There's no rush. And, you know, very much taking a back seat and letting Sonia do what she wants to do for the moment. And she's very successful in her own right, doing a lot of inspirational speaking. She's in demand, author, you know. So
yeah.
Letting her have a chance. Happy wife, happy life.
You know, that's
a success to it.
Okay, so the other project that you're involved in, and I'm going to bring it on the line here as well, is as part of the Nelson Mandela Foundation, or Nelson Mandela Day, Mandela Day, that's happening on the 18th, which is on Monday.
Yes.
And someone that you will be almost working closely with is Thlubi Mboya.
Hello,
Thlubes.
Hello, Jason. Hi, Sabaz.
How are you going? How are you doing?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
Good, thank you. Where are you?
I'm actually on you really want to know?
Yes, obviously I want to know. I'm curious. You know me.
You know me. I'm actually going to do the Warrior Race on Sunday.
Oh, okay.
So I'm driving to Sugar Rush, Belita. I'm very excited. And it's just a great time to get away and just have some sea breeze and, you know, participate in a great obstacle course race. You know me.
We all know you. I mean, you're one of the fittest people we know, besides Matthew, I'm sure. Are you still?
Oh, please, Jason. Don't you dare get me started. We know about you too, Jason. We know about you too.
A little Iron Man over here.
A little Iron Man, yeah. A little Iron Man competition and that. But we've got Matthew.
I hear you, girl. I hear you.
We've got Matthew in studio with us as well. And I think you guys.
Hi, Matthew.
Hi, Shubi. How are you doing? I hope you've got I hope you've got your high heels. I know you're vertically challenged. Are you going to be able to get over those barriers?
Yes.
You know, it actually works for me being my height. It actually does work, Matthew. Let me tell you that much sometimes.
That dynamite.
So they just toss it over whenever you do the warrior.
Yeah, or when you're crawling through those little obstacles in the ground.
Yeah, just to hoist it over. So it's just like, okay, quickly. Yeah.
Enough about me, the buyers. Enough about me.
Okay, so what's happening on Monday, you guys? Yeah, I think I'll let you talk about it because it's something that you're both very passionate about.
Matthew, you want to start?
Yeah, no, well, obviously the 18th is a very special day, and I think Lubi has already committed to going down to Velikazi Street, and there's going to be a beating station. I'm also going to try to get down there at some stage. I think it's between 10:30 and 4. And it's just for a very good cause. You know, I think people as well can also buy their Mandela bracelets. You get a free pack of your own beads, 67 beads, which you can bead together. You know, there's a collection made, you know, it goes to a good cause. We're trying to set up libraries.
Wonderful,
you know, and trying to encourage reading, basically. And 2/3 of that goes to the libraries, and 1/3 goes to the gogos or grandmothers who are organized with Relate, and you know, that adds additional money into their pockets. You know, they get a lousy pension, and they can double this, even triple this. As you know, our gogos of today are our parents very much for the second time, you know, which is pretty unfair.
Absolutely,
so that certainly helps them.
So,
you know, it's also what's so cool, as Matthew said, it's all about the Container Library Project, which basically, with the International Rotary, the sole bodies in the Department of Education, allows kids in disadvantaged areas to have access to container libraries. And those books are fictional, non-fiction magazines. It's everything a kid would want to grab their hands on. And people usually ask, where can I buy the bracelets? Does it come with the beads? And they do. And you can find it at the Protea Hotels, at Selected Nando's, the Tourvist shops are here in Johannesburg. So that's the Curious and Travel Shops in Sandton. And obviously it's 67 rand, you know, because of the bangle. And you need beads. And once you finish beading, you return it to the shop. And at the end of it, and please correct me if I'm wrong, Matthew, it's going to make a beautiful installation at the V&A waterfront, you know. So all the beads, it basically is a symbol of connecting the nation, you know, and the more people, you know, bead their bracelets, it'll all get connected into one beautiful piece of artwork, which will then be displayed at the V&A waterfront. So it really is great, and it's different, and it allows people to get together, because the beading stations, just like the one that me and Matthew will be at, you can have it in your school. We're really calling on to the corporate. It can be in any environment, and it's a social environment. So it's different to anything that we've done any other years before. And it's beautiful, and it's symbolic of connecting the nation.
Amazing. I think it is fantastic. I'm looking at Matthew's arm there to see if he has any of the beads yet, or if his hands are tired from creating all the bangles. How are your hands coping? Because I know when you do the warrior race, you kind of, your hands are dirty and all of that. Are they ready to put the 67 beads plus more together?
I truly don't have a choice, because I'm honestly going to be at the Kumzi. Because, you know, it's a great place to be. It's historically relevant. And I want to take part in something that's different. And also, it's a social networking vibe. So I'm going to be there, and I'm going to bead my butt off, literally.
Okay, cool. Thlubs, we're going to let you get back on the road. But thank you so much for joining us today. Drive safely, my friend, and we will see you on Monday, hopefully.
I love you to the moon and back. And bye, Matthew. And thank
Cheers,
you.
Bye-bye.
Thank
bye.
You.
Cheers, Lubi.
Bye. A pocket rocket over there, hey, Thlubi. Okay, so how are your hands coping, Matthew?
Yeah, no, mine are fine. I just had issues with sort of my eyes.
They're small, yeah.
I mean, I take my hat off to the goggles who do this on a daily basis, you know, because it's quite a thing. A year ago, I had a beat off down at the V&A waterfront, which was very successful, and we had a competition. We got absolutely slaughtered by the goggles who...
Because they just churn these things out quickly, exactly, yeah.
They probably don't even have to look what they're doing, eh? They're so proud of it.
I know. So she said you get it at Nando's, you can get it at the Protea Hotels, and where else can you... And then you drop them off, if I'm not mistaken.
That's right. African Pride Hotels as well. Tourvest, you know, their curio shops. So, you know, if they need any more details, you just have to go to relate.org.za. There's also... you know, corporates wanting to encourage corporates. There's also a website to go to. It's the mandelabangle.com. info@mandelabangle.com. So we like to encourage not only individuals to get down there, but also corporates to get involved.
Because you've also been involved in this for a long time. I mean, I put a picture up on Twitter earlier just to kind of showcase who was going to be on the buzz today. And one of the photos that I found was of you and Madiba. So you've had the privilege of meeting him and, you know, I mean, spending time with him. Maybe it wasn't as much as what everybody would hope for, but you had the opportunity to meet him.
Yeah, he always had a lot of time for sports. I think he realized the value of sport and education going hand in hand. So I think it was on three occasions that I've been able to meet him, and it was fantastic that, you know, he was always curious and he always had time to ask questions, you know, no matter who you were or what you were doing. And I was very humbled to have met him that many occasions.
Did he ever, when you didn't have quite a good game, did he ever have a little poke at you and say, "Oh, you know, Matthew, my son, you did not play very well today"?
Luckily, he always met us before the game, so there was no reproach afterwards. No.
That's a good thing, actually.
Yeah, that is good. Because I see you've also got the 4664 bangle that you wear as well. So, I mean, this is really to remember him and his memory and his legacy, you're very attached to it and you firmly believe in it as well. And I suppose being a father and, you know, with education being as so important to South Africans, it means the world to you, I suppose.
Yeah, myself and Sonia run an education and sports trust, so I'm very wary about putting my name to initiatives. So I'm very choosy, and when I first found out about this initiative a couple of years ago, I didn't hesitate. You know, when I heard about the Gogos and the fact that they're able to double their money, sometimes even triple, and you know, I was obviously the Mandela bangle and the bracelets now for a very worthy cause. Myself and my wife always joke about, you know, books being the safest place to keep money in South Africa, to hide money. And we really want to encourage kids to start reading from an education point of view, from imagination point of view. You know, it's so beneficial to the nation.
And then, so you can create these beads and then you drop them off. But how many have you committed to making now?
I haven't committed to making any.
Besides the ones that you've done already, I suppose, yeah.
I'm sure, you know, Slubi is very competitive, so I'm sure we're going to have a little bit of a beat-off between the two of us when we get down to Vilakazi Street. Just a slight correction as well. The art installation has already been unveiled in Cape Town already, but any additional beads that are created now will go towards the second installation in the next couple of months.
Okay, cool. So just to recap as well, you'll be there on Monday at Vilakazi Street between 8 and 4?
It's 10:30 to 4 p.m.
Okay, perfect. So that's perfect. I mean, it's Mandela Day.
Yeah, it's perfect.
Go and spend your lunch breaks in Vilakazi Street. Yeah. Do some beats, help the Gogos, help the children, you know, put these beats together. And it really does help everybody, essentially. So I'm going to try my best to get through if I can cancel some meetings, because, you know, meetings on Mondays.
Get down early, because, you know, on a day like that, it's always going to be jam-packed down.
Sure. Okay, perfect. Well, thank you so much for joining us today, Matthew. It's been great having you on. Good luck with all the studying. I take my hats off to you.
I need it. Thank you.
No, I think you'll be cool. And then we'll vote for you. Viva Matthew. Awesome. So coming up on the buzz, we've still got a Turban Art Fair that we're going to talk about, which is happening out in Johannesburg this weekend. So we'll get them on the line. But Jen is out and about in Los Angeles.
Have you seen her pictures?
Yeah. Can't keep up with that.
I also can't. Like, I'm looking through it. I'm like, oh my word. Okay, she's there now. Okay, she's there. I'm like, oh.
She's been in Philly. She was suntanning at the pool for the 4th of July. Now she's in LA and she caught up with E! News anchor. His name is Jason Kennedy. And yeah, it was a really nice interview. Have a listen to this and see what Jen's been up to.
I'm with Jason Kennedy from E! News, hi, the Jason. Man himself. Hello.
How are we doing?
We're doing good. Say hi to South Africa.
What's up, South Africa? I've never been. I've always wanted to go. It looks beautiful. So hopefully you'll have me sometime.
Absolutely. You better come. All we right. love E! I mean, people are going crazy over E! Entertainment.
Oh, good, good. That makes me very happy to hear. I love my job. I've been here 11 years now, and honestly, you never know what to expect each day. It keeps getting better, and it's been a blast.
What's the most outrageous celebrity that you've interviewed?
Outrageous? Oh, geez.
Too many.
That's a great question, because normally it's like, who's your favorite? And then I say George Clooney, Julia Roberts, mm-hmm. Who's the meanest? And I would say probably Tommy Lee Jones. The most outrageous, I feel like we've just been doing, we've done live interviews for a long time now. And I remember we were doing one event, and this actress, she started like grinding up on the heater. She was doing like a dance or whatever, but we were
like
live.
Like she's pole dancing on a heater.
Pole dancing on a heater, and it was Mila Jovovich.
Oh yeah! Oh, but she's hot.
She's great. Yeah, I had a great time. That was a fun interview.
I'm sure it was one of your best.
Yeah, you just never know what's gonna happen. That's
now, what about Kim Kardashian? Does she really wear butt pads, or what's the deal with her butt?
I've personally never seen them on her. I usually don't check for that before an interview because I don't want it to become like a human resources issue. I have been told, I have seen on the show that's like the thing that the ladies are doing these days. No judgment. It works. It looks good.
It does. I have to say, she knows how to pull it off.
I don't have any, though. I haven't.
You don't have any butt pets. I can see. You're looking great. How do you stay
all
fit?
Natural. Well, I just ordered my breakfast, and I ordered a biscuit, brisket, eggs, and cheese. So I eat very healthy, as you can tell. But no, I try to work out. I just found out just a few days ago in our new space here that there is a gym on the lot. So if we have a little break, I can run over there and just try to get a quick little workout in before we go on or something like that.
Excellent. And a final shout out to your fans in South Africa.
What's up, South Africa? It's Jason Kennedy from E! News. I've heard so many great things that you guys love our show, that you're diehard fans, and I can't wait to meet all of you. I appreciate the support so much.
Excellent. And you can follow Jason Kennedy on @JasonKennedy1.
On Twitter, and then Jason Kennedy on Instagram. Hope we can stay connected on there. Thanks, guys.
Thank you so much.
You have to go and check his Instagram out, because he often posts videos of himself auditioning when he was younger, and he was hilarious. I promise you, he was that ultimate TV presenter or newscaster who was, you know, well, welcome back to the studio, everybody. My name is Jason Kennedy, right here on NBC News 1. We are broadcasting live from here and here and here, and this is what's happening on the show. We'll catch up with you very, very soon. Thank you so much for tuning in. I'm Jason Kennedy, and you must check it out. It's really, really cool. Yeah, so that was quite nice, and a nice interview as well. So
he's a nice guy. Like, whenever I watch E! News, I always think it's somebody you could invite over.
Yeah.
You could have over for dinner, or I don't know.
Like, it's just his friends are different to ours, I suppose.
Yeah, definitely. Hanging out with the Kardashians and everybody else like that. So he's in different circles. So I don't know if we'll get an invite anytime soon.
Well, Jen might. I mean,
yeah, Jen might. Yeah. You never know.
So that's really cool. And I think she'll be back in the country in 2 weeks' time. So we'll get to see her and hear all about her new adventures and what she's been up to stateside. I see Maps has been babysitting.
I see so.
Your darling is awake. Yeah, she wants to say hello.
He did take up the... I see he's taking up the offer, hey?
Yeah, you see. He's just getting prepared there. So, yeah. Okay, so the Turban Art Fair is happening very, very soon. Well, it actually kicks off today.
It wasn't it yesterday? The 14th? Yesterday?
I think the opening night was last night.
Yes, so the opening night was last night.
Yeah, so I think we will get them on the line to find out what is going to be happening out at the Turban Hall in Newtown, Johannesburg. But let's get to some music first, and then we'll find out more.
This is CliffCentral.com.
Did you see all the drama with this song?
No, I shouldn't.
Haven't you? Ooh.
No.
Yeah, so basically what's happened is Calvin Harris and Taylor Swift Taylor wrote the song.
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
Because I just saw the headline and I was just a bit concerned. I was like, okay, where is it going? You know, this drama with them.
Yeah, so she wrote the song, and then I think her lawyers said that they weren't going to sue him, but they just wanted to kind of make it clear that she wrote the song. And then he went onto Twitter and had this whole big rant about how, you know, it's... she's in a new relationship. She should just move on with her life and let him get on with his.
I saw you say, don't bash your ex-boyfriend or something like that. Something like that.
Just get over it kind of thing.
And I was just like, okay. I actually realized there's more to this whole this breakup that we didn't really see coming.
Yeah.
But, okay, what we didn't see coming was her moving on so quickly.
Well, maybe that's where the whole drama comes in.
Yeah.
Because maybe she had moved on from Calvin a lot earlier than we thought. Yeah.
Than what actually what Calvin even knew behind his back.
Exactly, yeah. So, I mean, that's all the drama happening now. And then you'll see he got Katy Perry involved and he mentioned her name.
I saw that.
And then she tweeted a gif of Hillary Clinton kind of giving this person like a surprise side eye kind of thing.
Okay.
So all this like Twitter drama unfolding at the moment with the, you know, the subtweeting and all of that stuff. But, you know, it's Hollywood, I suppose.
Yeah, it's Hollywood. And when you have nothing better to do, what are you going to be
doing? But we do have something better to do. And this weekend, it is happening out at the Turban Hall. Yes. And this weekend is the Turban Art Fair, which returns again. And welcome onto this the line right now. We welcome Susie. Susie, how are you doing?
Fine, thanks. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. So, good. Are you calm? Are you under control? Because the fair is officially on.
Yes, it's on. It's fantastic. It's a great feeling. We've already had a super response. So we had an opening night last night with nearly 1,000 people, and it's looking really good.
Okay, so what have you got on the cards for us this year?
Sure, we've got quite a busy program. We've got a lot of special projects, and we've got more than 50 galleries showing emerging art by young career or early career South African artists. And so there's a talks program, there's buses that are connecting the fair to other inner city projects in Johannesburg, and there's really some great things to see and experience.
Okay, so I must just clarify then, it's not only happening at the Turban Art, at the Turban Hall.
It is happening at the Turban Hall. Yeah. We've just got other projects and initiatives that reach out a little bit. So the idea is that you can come and spend a day at Turban Hall, and we've got come and see the exhibition, which is Emerging and Contemporary South African Art. And basically from there, you can also, that we run a bus service, which is on the hour.
Okay.
Basically, which takes people to Wits Art Museum, the Standard Bank Gallery, and also to Joburg Art Gallery. So there's this kind of conscious linking into the city.
Oh,
but
amazing.
No, I mean, the fair is the fair itself is at Turban Hall.
Okay, perfect. Mm. So I think you've touched on it a little bit, but I wanted to talk more about the Emerging Artist Exhibition, because
yes.
I think you've got, there's 15 young artists who've been mentored, if I stand to be corrected.
That's correct.
So tell us a little bit more about that, because that seems to be a theme for this year, and, you know, kind of empowering the upcoming artists for, you know, the future.
Yes, well, the fair itself focuses specifically on emerging artists and on accessibility. And I think the project that you're talking about is the one that's sponsored by R&B.
Yes, yeah, that's correct.
And it's been, yeah, so it's a mentorship program where young artists have been identified and then brought into the professional, kind of into professional practice by mentors. And it's a very, very beautiful show, I must say. It's curated by Rolly Schlafler, who's got a gallery called Ayetu in Soweto, and there are some very beautiful works on that show. It's really worth seeing.
Okay, cool. So that's all happening at the Turban Hall, and so you'll
get
to meet these guys.
Absolutely.
And are they, you know, I mean, are they accessible as well? Are they open to meeting their so-called fans, I suppose you could say?
Oh, yes, absolutely. I mean, I think that the fair also tries to kind of consciously connect artists and curators, buyers, collectors, that kind of thing. So, I mean, it does provide a platform for that kind of networking.
And then, Susie, will people be able to purchase any art at the fair?
Yes, there is. There's 50 galleries that have basically curated their own shows of their own emerging artists. And with a focus on affordability, all the work is priced below 40,000 rand.
Which is a good thing for all of us,
yeah.
I suppose. As
it is.
Yeah, so,
look, there's many things you can buy for like significantly less than that. So
of course.
There's a big opportunity to buy work.
So we can slowly start our own collection, Jason.
Yeah.
Well, why not? Hey? But I think this is just so amazing. And we spoke about this last year. And now, you know, we're back again. I can't believe it was a year ago that we spoke
Me
about
neither.
This.
Sure.
But, you know, just the focus on art in South Africa and seeing how many actual artists there are in the country is absolutely incredible, you know?
Yeah, it is. I must say that it is an impressive exhibition. You do certainly get a sense of how many practicing artists there are, of rising talent and potential. There's a lot of energy in the industry at the moment, and there are some really very beautiful works to see.
And so are you also purchasing stuff this year?
It's an occupational hazard.
Imagine so.
I think it's unfair because you get the first dibs. You know, you know what's going to be there.
No. We've also got to wait till the opening.
Okay.
But it is a great opportunity. And I think also there's an advantage to getting to know the artists that are making the work when you're starting a collection.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, and there's lots of things to do for the kids as well. I mean, it's not only for the adults.
Yeah, absolutely. We've got... So we've got the Stadler Children's Area, which is really popular for kids. That's open tomorrow and Sunday. So if you want a bit of peace and quiet when you're walking around to look at the art, you can leave your children there, and they run a fantastic program. We've got a talks program, which is open to anyone that's free of charge. We've got that's sponsored by Art and Show. We've got walkabouts, and we've also got actually walkabouts specifically for children with Robin Penn. So two of those tomorrow and two on Sunday as well. It just kind of opens, breaks it open a little bit for children to understand what an art fair is and a little bit about the kind of vocabulary and, you know what I mean, those kind of things around buying art.
Is it just for the kids or can we learn as well, the vocabulary?
No, you've got to go on Mary Corrigal's walkabout. There's a maximum age for the children's
one. Okay, so we'll do that.
No. Parents are welcome to tag along.
Okay, so Nikita and I have just missed that one, but I'm sure we'll get into it.
Yeah.
So, in closing, Susie, we're actually running out of time, but I know you've got to get back to all the things before you officially open the doors to everybody.
Mm.
But where do people, you know, get their tickets or find you on social media at this stage?
Okay, so we're on all social media platforms under Turbine Art Fair. You can buy tickets on web tickets, or you're welcome to buy at the door as well. The fair actually opened this morning, so we're already underway. We've got quite a few people coming through already. And it's a great place to, great opportunity to view, experience, and buy art.
Very cool.
All very positive. Yeah.
Well, I look forward to seeing you again. I'm sure if
Thank
Nikita
you.
Will. Hopefully also join me, but we'll see how that goes because she's a little preoccupied at the moment. But yes, good luck this weekend. And
thank you.
We can't wait to see it, what you've got
Thanks
in store
very
for us.
Much.
Thank you. Take care.
Thanks a lot.
Cheers, man.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Bye.
So yes, I think that will be quite a nice thing to do this weekend if you're in the Johannesburg area and you want to go and get your cultural side on. You know,
and the weather's playing now, so why not?
It is. It's very weird, this weather. But
I'm not complaining. We're not going to jinx it.
Let's not jinx it. Friend, we have to go. But happy birthday for yesterday.
Oh, thank you very much. I actually forgot that it was actually
It was your birthday yesterday. I'm reminding you and Matt. What else do I need to tell you? That your team won. I mean, you knew that.
Yes. Okay, so what will happen? I'll get somebody to send you a press release and then you can update me.
Okay, cool.
How about that?
Yeah. So I don't think there was anything else that you've missed at this stage. We've spoken about Calvin and Taylor. We've spoken about Maps and all his projects. I've told you about the Turbine Art Fair.
And there's the Baker's Challenge that they're doing.
The Baker's Challenge.
Jen's in LA.
What else has been happening? You missed Tiba. Sorry about that.
I saw that. I must say, I was so jealous about that. Because we spoke about it for so long, and now eventually she came to the studio, and Murphy's Law wasn't here.
She did send her love.
I'm glad she did.
She did, yes. But one thing you don't know yet, or maybe you've heard about it on social media, but Katy Perry has a new song.
I saw the picture,
It's called Rise, and it's going to be part of the Olympic anthem. So I'll play out with that one today, right here on The
That's
Buzz.
That's a nice one.
But thank you again for listening to The Buzz. We'll catch you next week between 1 and 2. Have a good week.
Cheers. Bye. I won't just survive.
Oh, you will see me thrive. This is CliffCentral.com.